Okay, we will do without the intro today. Hi, guys. This is Michelle Price at Prosperity Gal, known on Twitter as Prosperity Gal, coming to you and welcoming you to Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio, where we wish you a happy Monday each and every Monday, even on holidays. And we're coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where we bring you information on business success, mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. It's our first Monday of the month when we get to talk to my favorite sales speaker and trainer, Don Cooper, as he is so wonderful at dispelling the myths, the fears that give us, you know, that are just so surrounding our ability to do sales. And, you know, it's kind of cool how we're able to walk away every Monday with actionable advice on how we can improve our ability to sell ourselves, which is the lifeblood of our business. So please join me as I welcome Don Cooper. And
good morning, Michelle.
How are you doing today? Hey, Don, how are you? Happy 4th.
Terrific. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful. Punching buttons 2 or 3 times, but hey, it's technology.
As long as it works eventually.
Right? Don't you love that intro that played silently today?
Beautiful.
So I understand you're going to help us wrap our brains around probably one of the things I hear people talk about the most. I don't know what to do when I go to these networking events. I just feel like such a wallflower.
Yeah, it's very common. And as important as social media has become, socializing is still very important. Meeting people face to face still is very, very powerful for building relationships that can help you in your business. The challenge is, we often don't know what to do in those situations because we were never educated as far as what to do. And in fact, we were taught not to do those things. When we were kids, our parents told all of us, don't talk to strangers. So we've grown up with this idea that strangers are to be feared, that we should avoid them. So we have a hard time talking with them. We literally have to re-educate ourselves and to realize that the dangers of meeting people are not only non-existent, it actually is against our best interests. We have a lot to gain by talking to strangers and a lot to lose by not talking to them. So when we're at a networking event, the challenge can be what to say because we don't know what to do. The key with a networking conversation is to understand that a networking conversation is a gift because everybody in the room is all thinking the same thing. What do I say? So rather than sit there and wait for somebody else to approach you, you can approach somebody else and initiate the conversation. Give them that gift of conversation. GIFT is also an acronym for a 4-step process for creating a powerful conversation. G-I-F-T. G stands for greet them. A simple, hi, it's all it takes. That's what everybody else wants. Everybody in the room is just as scared as we are. They are dying for someone to walk up to them and say hello. So that's all you have to do. The I stands for introduce yourself. State your name clearly, slowly. If you have a very complicated or unusual first or last name, you might give somebody a memory hooked up to understand it a little better. State who you're with, what you do. Make that very quick, very short, very clear. You shouldn't be rambling on for 3 or 4 minutes trying to explain what you do. One sentence, preferably in the form of a benefit that you create for people. The F stands for find out about them. And this is an important secret for a conversation. Most of us are thinking, gee, what do we say? We don't really have to say much. All we have to do is ask questions. After all, what is everybody's favorite topic? Themselves. So rather than try to come up with things to say, just ask them some questions. Let them talk. here are some great questions to ask. Obviously, a simple, straightforward one like, what do you do? And once they explain, you can go a little deeper by asking things like, how did you get into that field? People love to talk about their history in that subject. You can ask, what changes have you seen in your industry? You can ask, what do you love most about what you do? Or what's your latest success? Both of those will get somebody real excited and animated in talking about what they do. You might ask, how long have you been in the area? Or where are you from? Because these days, very few people have grown up and stayed in the same town. And you can ask, what made you move out here? And that will get you more of their history. People love to talk about themselves, so just give them the opportunity. And one of my favorite networking questions is, where else do you go to network? And that can open you up to all kinds of new opportunities. Then the T stands for take off. Beat it. Scram. Get out of there. Because you don't want to spend the entire event talking to one person. So after you spent about 10 minutes or so with somebody, no less than 5, really no more than 15, say something along the lines of, well, it was great to meet you. I'll let you get around and meet some other people now. Or say, I don't want to monopolize your time. It was wonderful to meet you. And go find somebody else to do the same thing with. That's all it takes, that four-step process, G-I-F-T. Greet them, introduce yourself, find out about them, and take off. That's your recipe for an effective networking conversation anywhere, anytime, with anyone. Understand that your goal in a networking situation is not to make a sale. It's not to make a lifelong friend. It's simply to lay the foundation. And that four-step process is all you need to lay the foundation. You can develop the relationship later on at future events by following up with phone calls, email, social media, and so on. It begins, though, at the networking event, and it begins with that conversation.
You know, listening to that, Don, what it reminded me of is when you were teaching us how to be better about initiating our sales conversations or our sales calls. Like, that first step is just to get the appointment. It's not to try and spew your guts out on them. And it's funny
Absolutely.
How people, yeah, we tend to forget that we don't have to do everything in one contact.
Correct.
Why do you think people want to do that? I'm curious.
We're impatient. We too often want to rush to the end without realizing that the harder you push, the faster you run, the more resistance you create in the other person.
You know, it's funny because I'm literally thinking back to situations where I've watched people maneuver around, and you can see the body language when you detach yourself and you just kind of watch from one group to another, how people are interacting. And it's always the people who are trying to get the whole enchilada done in one conversation that people just, their body language starts closing off. They cross their arms, their glasses go from hand to hand. You can literally see them get physically uncomfortable, but they're trying to be courteous.
Sure. When you monopolize a conversation and you're talking just about yourself, the other person stops paying attention and starts thinking about, how can I get away from here? Conversely, if you ask the other person questions and let them talk about themselves, they will think you are a great conversationalist.
Mm.
Everybody loves
yeah.
a good listener. We all are dying for attention. We all want an audience. So when you give them that, and that's what I mean, this is a gift. When you give them the gift of your attention, your interest, they will like you. You will build rapport powerfully and quickly. And then they'll want to know more about you. And then they'll pay more attention to what you say. Because you've given them the gift of your attention, they'll want to reciprocate that gift. By the way, if you missed those questions, you can find those and a lot of others on my blog. I've got a blog post entitled 27 Great Networking Questions to Ask. Just go to doncooper.com, type in 27 questions in the search box, and that blog post will come up. Or go over to the blog and you can search down the titles on the right-hand side of the page to find it. 27 Great Networking Questions to Ask.
So, Don, you're always creative in how you help us to remember these things. And if you don't have that remember, guys, you can just I make it easy for you. All of Don's links are right there by his picture in the blog post. Thank you so much, Don, for coming the first Monday of every month and helping us to continue to add our skill levels and how we connect and sell ourselves and our business. You are a true gem.
You're welcome, Michelle.